on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jana and Jen. What's up?
What's up? You went to lots so many different stuff. Voices
what's
just then.
What's up?
Could be like a Muppet.
The Sky.
A man or a Muppet. Or a Muppet of a man.
He's a Muppet of a man. That's going to be stuck in my head again now.
Yeah, we had those earworms today.
Dang it.
You know,
earworms.
When there's a song that people put in your head and you can't get it out.
I looked it up after our last show when we discussed it, and that was right.
Yeah, and so like they say you can say you can sing the Star Spangled Banner, and it'll clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get one stuck in your
if
head,
you can remember the words.
So like today I went around, and you know they were all passing around all these different ones, and I can't remember some of them now. But Puff the Magic Dragon, I said the theme song from Sanford and Son.
Uh-huh.
That one will be in everybody's head for a week now. For those that know Sanford and Son.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
There's a restaurant called Sanford's that's like a big, crazy junkyard type restaurant with really yummy burgers, though.
Oh, yeah?
But it's really busy. But it's themed after Sanford's, oddly enough.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I think they come from your area, don't they?
I don't know.
They might be called something else there.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. So what's been up with everybody?
Just been busy Spockifying things.
Pete's been the busiest.
It looks like you've been pretty busy.
I've had some serious Spockifications going on.
Spockification.
Who lit the fire under Team Spockholm's ass?
Well, everybody keeps asking for stuff, so we had to come up with something. Started having to build some stuff in here.
That works.
People been asking for the VLA-nator, and they've been asking for other stuff. And there's been things we've wanted to fix and just haven't had time. And so we just kind of started in. And the other night I was adding some people to the family, and it's always frustrated me that there wasn't, I mean, you could always switch to get from a Mafia Wars profile out to Facebook, but it's always seems so time consuming. And so I thought about it, and I said, why don't we just make the Facebook link a link to a new window with their Facebook profile in it? And it was like, so that's what we did. So that ended up leading to something else that led to something else, and it was a long trip, as Martin said, down the rabbit hole. You know, I went to go fix one thing, and then all of a sudden it turned into about 20 different things. So
nice.
We'll cover some of them. So.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, you've put out some great tools.
Yeah, because we had the player updates better came out, and that, I think, was well requested. Then we had the Begometer, which was basically similar to
Crafter's Choice,
which now tells you, with regard to building these properties, where you can get the items from, how many you can get in a day, and how many you still need to get through the properties based on whether or not you post and how often you post and that kind of stuff. So that was put together by Ike. And then the VLA-nator.
That's a tough one for you.
Yeah, which was built on the Defendor, which basically lets you go basically dump items from your inventory you don't want anymore. It's basically like your trash dump.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. A lot of my comments on the blog were saying, what's the point? Why would you do this? And there really is no need to do it, but so many people want to dump their useless loot.
Right.
So it's more for them than.
Which is why we keep pushing the idea of the 501. And yeah, then you don't have. Then you can still dump what you don't have that you're never using, but then you can, you shuffle it around a bit better, I think. And then what else did we have? We had the family experience got updated because the asses made it to 11. So that helped get that updated. The other big one was the profile page. On the profile page, last show I talked about the idea of pulling out the Ask My Mafia to Attack and get a great reward link because that's one of those game features that just drives me nuts. I consider it the silliest game feature ever. And And I so
you did it.
So I took it out. I did. I used the Spock Home toolbar and added a feature to remove it. Well, some people started making some comments about it, good and bad. I mean, I think some people could care less whether or not it was there, like I don't. And I'm sure that there's a lot that feel the same way. Well, then I started thinking about it. You know, we've always kind of taken a stance that we don't really ever remove anything that's an actual game feature. And there are probably some people that use it as part of their strategy. So I kind of went back and I doubled back on myself a little bit. And I went in and actually just changed it a little bit. And so now I've actually shortened the link so it just says ask Mafia to attack. So it actually cleans up some of the real estate on the profile page. It kind of condenses it down a bit. And did the same thing like to add to hit list. You know you're going to add them to hit list if you click that link. You don't need to be told add to hit list.
Right.
You know, so I just made it where it's hit list. But with the ask Mafia to attack, if you mouse over it, I put a nice little comment that I'll leave it for others to find that are using the toolbar what it actually says. But it basically tells you what the feature is and what the ramifications of using the feature could be. And then that's when I started thinking, okay, well, let's fix the Facebook and Mafia Wars links that we, you know, the IDs that we would display on the page, because those were acting kind of squirrely after an update a while back. And so we spent some time with that, and Brandon and I kind of got that squared away. Then that led me to another thing, and I saw someone comment about doing something with the profile page to try to clean it up a bit, because there's benefits to seeing all the items on your profile page, and then but the problem is it takes so long to scroll through everything. And if you're only really just wanting to check and see whether or not you got what the most recent weapon or most recent armor you want, you know, you just go to that one section and then you go look through those items, and the last item in the list is what you've got. And so I said, well, what happens if we make all those things collapsible so that they all shrink when you load your profile page, and then you can expand them as you choose to for whatever, you know, whatever you want to see. So for those people that don't have a care in the world about seeing any of those items, they just load their profile page, do what they need to do on it, and move on, you know, whether or not you're applying skill points or whatever. And so that's kind of where we headed with those modifications. And then some people said, well, now we need to have an expand all, collapse all button. So I'm going to work to add that back in so that you have some way to expand them all in one shot or close them all in one shot. So, but yeah, it was kind of fun putting that stuff together and just kept us busy. And then along with that, because another toolbar feature we added was now with the ice board that came out, Zynga never thought to actually make the people in the ice board clickable, that you could actually go to their profiles and then choose to hit them or, you know, choose to do whatever. And so we actually made everybody in the list clickable. So if you click on a name, you'll actually be able to go to their profile and then choose to attack them or whatever else. So if it's part of your game strategy to try to attack number one so that you can get ices and move your way up, then, or the people around you, you know, all those kinds of things. So people were wanting to do it anyway, and they were manually going and hunting down Facebook IDs out of the game. And so we just figured we'd make it a little easier.
Yeah, people like that. I saw a lot of negative comments too on it, but it's like, it's human nature. It's not hard to do manually. It's kind of, you know, it takes a little bit of time. But if someone really wants to attack those people, they're going to.
Right. Well, and sometimes you just want to see, you know, more about the person. You don't necessarily, and I mean, part of the game strategy is understanding who your enemies are. And if you've got people around you that you're competing for a prized position, you know, trying to work your way up to the top of this leaderboard, you know, you're going to apply some game strategy to get in that way. So I think it only logically makes sense that those should be clickable to go to their profiles. That's something Zynga should have done. We
yeah.
should have had to add that feature. But
and then one comment, I'm sure you all remember Johnny, who was number one for a while. And so I used him as the example in my blog post of how to get the link the long way. And then some people were saying, Johnny's my friend, and because of you, everyone's attacking him. And it's like, uh-oh. No, it's not because of me. They're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, it makes you competitive like that.
Right. And if you want to be on that leaderboard and you do what it takes to get there, you have to expect that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not anonymous. Your face is on everybody's game.
Right.
Yeah.
More people awesome. Know who Johnny is now than they know who we are.
Well, sadly, I didn't.
Johnny, you're famous.
I don't know him either. I hope he doesn't get mad at me because I used him as an example. He should be happy.
Well, I just didn't realize everybody didn't have it. Oh, Johnny's in third place on my board.
Well, he's in third place now because the people that got it late have passed him.
Mm-hmm. See, and does everybody have it now?
Everybody has it now. And it took about 3 days to roll out. And it didn't make sense. Here you have a timed competitive feature on a 7-day timer. But if you were on the bottom end of the slow roll, your ices did not start counting until you got the feature. So in a sense, it made the whole thing worthless because how do we know? You know, I got 2 days knocked off of my time because it took that long for me to get it. But if you want me to be competitive with people, I should be on a even playing field.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree with that. I definitely like the idea of it.
I don't see the point of the idea unless we're missing something. And I think we'll find out next week. Is there a reward? There's some in the inventory that could be. What do you get for this? What are they going to do with it? Are they too lazy to field out script abusers and now they're going to let people just do it for them? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And now it's individual and they're only showing the top three, which I would think if I was like 5 in the whole game of Mafia Wars, I would want people to see my picture.
Well, that's only the top three.
You wouldn't
three,
be
you
doing
say?
It unless you wanted to be known who you were.
True. Right.
I mean, otherwise challenge. You would have given up on the challenge of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one of our ass guys, Morton. He got
number
it.
Number one.
Yeah, he got it 3 days late as well. And he just kind of came out of nowhere. So now he's taking the heat. But I know him, so I don't know Johnny. I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's got like a 5,000 ice lead going right now, according to my board. Like, if you're basing it off my player update, then you would think it'd be really slow. So I don't know how accurate anything is.
It's actually pretty accurate. I did some tests and timings with it, and it updates very well. You know, I ran the Assassinator, then immediately went to the ice board, and it was a difference of 1 ice. And I think you get credit for passive ices, too. So if someone had iced themselves while attacking me in between the time it took me to go over there. And that's the global leaderboard. The Mafia leaderboard, there's an issue with that. It only shows 29 players, and the people on it aren't inclusive of your mafia. Like Morton, who's number one globally, he's in my ass family. He's definitely in my mafia, and he's not even on my leaderboard.
Yeah, mine either.
There's a girl named Sarah who's number one on my leaderboard, and I asked her if I was showing up on hers, and I wasn't. So it seems to be like a random sampling, or I'm thinking, are they showing people that are like a couple hundred ahead of you to kind of motivate you to try to take the number one place in your mafia of 29?
Well, because that's what motivates me, is it'll say you're 4 more ices and you're going to move ahead of whoever. And
right,
I
but
don't know, it just...
in reality, there's probably like 3,000 other people that you don't even know about, but
yeah,
I guess we just need to wait to find a purpose of it. The global one's just kind of fun, and I think we're going to get some good information about a more accurate reflection of active players.
That's what I was thinking, is that we would probably see a good number.
Like with your Miss Pack event, with all those votes, we saw there were way less players than Facebook claims there are.
Yeah. So it should be interesting to see when it ends.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a permanent feature. So we'll see it every week. So I think, you know, maybe the second or the third one will get more use out of it. And everyone will start at the same time because everyone has it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt bad for people that were just getting it with it ending so quickly.
Yeah.
So what else? Anything?
Was Pete done? Because I think Pete
had another one called the Requestinator that came out. And that was just bundled up all your requests that came in, gave you an option to open each of the things up, and you can decide what you wanted to open.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of nice. And
The beauty of that script, you know, when Zynga gives us gifts and we have to go to the application center to find them?
Yeah.
And then if they get bumped in your Facebook queue, many people can't find them. Well, this script will pop it out for you, and you just click open.
Yep.
The rest of the requests are just DMC ones and useless. But for someone like me that I want to blog about those free gifts as soon as they happen so people can go try to get them, mm-hmm. like it's really cool. And it really works that we got 10 free tender hooks was the last gift, and it came out when that gift was still active. So I was able to see that it really works well. Mm-hmm. And that's going to save customer support a lot of time.
Yep. Very true. Trying to think what else. That might have been the highlights.
That's a lot.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff with SpotCom. Yeah, and that bagometer is really nice because I don't know about you, but I'm always kind of looking to see how many parts I have and I see how many days are left and I try to figure out what's the minimum times I could ask. And it's like it does all that math for you and it just is really nice.
Yep.
So what's up with you, Jen?
Well, the big to-do is the ice board, which we just went over. And then we got another interesting thing. The mega power attack feature now permanent. So from now on, every power attack is going to count as 15 attacks. So if
I saw a few people quit.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that. And I can understand why. And it was kind of funny on their blog post announcing that it was permanent. They said that everybody loved it. And that's not really true. Personally, I love it. I think it's great. But I have 15,000 stamina.
Right.
And I think players that are low in stamina that might need London currency or need a reason to fight in Brazil, Chicago, or London, they're kind of screwed. They could use single attack. But
you probably have to.
Yeah, because each click's 75 stamina.
Yeah, but it really fits.
You can burn your stamina much quicker. There's debate on whether you can get ices faster or not. Some say they get less ices now. Some say more.
Well, how long ago has that changed?
It changed just a few days ago.
I still haven't. I haven't had 150 ices since the very first time that we tested it out. So if, in fact, I was getting more at that point, I'm not now. But
Are you fighting in
I've been fighting wherever the mission tells me I'm fighting.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. Like, I have to ice 75 opponents in London right now. Please tell me I have enough time to finish. I don't really care.
There's still about 2 days left on the
How much mission. More is there after that one? Planetary what? Go.
Oh,
a lot. I'm sure you blogged about it.
Yeah.
I'll look into reading. I thought I was special today when I got extra rewards.
Well,
points.
There should be a link on if you have the SpotCom toolbar, there should be a link on it, but someone forgot to add it.
Mm-hmm. I can only do so much.
I know.
Yeah, well, God.
And all you guys have been doing.
You know, and the problem too is I had already finished it.
Yeah.
And I thought to go around and do it, and then the problem is now I got to get the code to figure out which one it is and what it shows up as. So.
Well, it's cool for me when you don't do it because then I can compare the numbers of views of my walkthroughs when it's on there and when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do stuff like that.
Yep.
You only have one part after Planetary Go, Gemma.
Okay, so.
But you're going to have to ice 80 opponents in that one part.
You can do it.
I can do it.
All night long.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
That's what
I've gotten to where it just doesn't matter.
Juke and ice all night long.
And the VFX slab, there's 13 days, and I'm where am I at? I'm already to like 7, which surprises me.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't usually
If you run the bagometer, it will probably say, you can do it.
I didn't even know about it till tonight, so I will.
I ran it on one of my energy accounts that I don't upgrade the properties, and it said in big red letters, you won't do it. That made me laugh. But that's another new thing. They're calling it the VFX lab, which stands for visual effects. And it's kind of like movie things, like with motion capture.
Right.
Themed items. But the building material is soundproof material, which is kind of funny because if it's a visual effects lab, why are you throwing sound in there?
Because you don't want someone to hear the gun go off.
I know. But this one, you really do want to get to level 15. And we had a lot of fun laughing at Pete because Pete's always like, 11 is the new 15. Based on the fact that from level 11 to level 15, you would only get 5 skill points. So really, what does it matter? And so that was kind of Pete's mantra for quite some time. And now with the VFX lab, you look at the level 15 item, the robotic dinosaur, emerald level. And he comes with +6 attack.
Ooh.
The rest are +5. So the question we want to know is Pistol Pete going to try to upgrade this one to level 15?
No, because I don't craft attack.
Oh, well, I do.
Unless I spend, well, maybe I might, because if I spend reward points, sometimes I will. But a lot of times I focus on energy and stamina still, because you can get six pretty much everywhere.
I can't believe you guys. I'm checking out the Begometer, and you really, I thought you were kidding. Based on your current speed, you won't do it. I can't believe you really put that there. I thought y'all were just kidding with me.
No.
It's really there. I won't get it done, apparently. Thanks.
I won't. I'm on level 5.
He should add something after "you won't do it" and then put, "but if you spend reward points, you can."
And then I really won't do it.
Yeah.
I just can't. I have a hard time spending on anything other than stamina, and that's just when I get in the mood to want to fight.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that's just reward points.
So I came up with the new saying.
What? He's
level 15 is the new level 11.
Ooh. Wow.
So we got a kind of a kick out that bit.
I thought he was boycotting him forever ago. He was my first inspiration.
Oh, he does them sometimes. And I think another reason people might want to do it is that robotic dinosaur is pretty cool.
You know you want it. I will do my best, but
well, you could always set alarm clocks like Mike Nestor. But then, if the Begometer says you won't do it, even if you do that, it but I think your current pace.
You think it's just being mean to me,
singling
me out, and just being mean,
calling you out for being slow with your property progression.
I got other things to do. Yeah. Just don't care.
And got some VIP news. New generation of loot is now dropping, so now we're on the 6th refresh.
Oh.
And I'm not complaining. I like anything that will improve my stats, but the amount of improvement is not nearly what it has been in the past. So I don't know if they're trying to slow the pace of that down. You know, and I don't see any real benefits of this program because if you wait and buy your reward points during marketplace promotions, they're cheaper. People have stopped buying skill point reallocations because of the 2x property thing that comes out on occasion.
That I've never seen.
I totally stopped buying into the skill point reallocation because I was thinking about it. One day, I moved some of my energy into health or something like that. And then I'm like, wait a second. Like 3 months ago, I moved health into energy. And then I'm like, so I basically paid them twice to move this stuff around. Who's winning here? Not me. I would rather spend a little more and buy new skill points. So I don't buy those anymore. So having that benefit to be able to buy one every day isn't really a benefit to me.
Right.
And really, we've kind of said all along, the loot really is the only benefit. But if they're going to make it not that big of a difference from the previous month.
Yeah, unless they turn around and they make some other game features that have been recommended to, you know.
Right.
Like if you're a VIP member, you can do certain things that as a non-paying member, you can't be. You know, and that's just, you know, the way it is. Every game out there has that sort of mentality. You know, you can do so much as a non-paying member, but when you become a member, you get to do other things. You get certain types of weapons. You get certain types of other things that you can't get
but
for
free.
But
that's not fair.
I know. Anna. Yep. So.
Ah.
And then, interesting enough, we were all warned that you must migrate your billing over
by today, right?
By today, by Facebook. And then all of a sudden, people that aren't going to do it, they got another timer in their game. So now they have
20 more days.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, let's wait 20 days and see if they put another one out there. And then in a year, they're like, no, 30 more days.
I know. I wonder how long that could go on.
But a lot of people are adamant about that. They don't want anything to do with Facebook handling their billing information.
No, and that's where I think they fail, is that if you could buy like the Facebook card at Target or wherever, that maybe, you know, I don't want to give them my credit card information.
Right. And they would, if they would do that and say, okay, it's $25, redeem a $25 game card, you can have it. A lot more people would do it.
Yeah, I agree. And so, I don't know. I don't know why it's such a big deal to be able to do that. So.
Well, I'm sure Facebook mandated they do it.
But they would still be getting the money through a gift card.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's money, too, I don't think Facebook gets their hands on.
Yeah, it's
and
like
I know a lot of people would drive to the store every month to buy one of those for that.
Right.
And then there's a lot of...
Or even just going through PayPal.
Well, you can go through PayPal.
Is that an option?
Okay. Card. Yeah.
Well, that's good at least.
Speaking of that, there's a nasty bug out there. Ooh. If you buy your game cards online through Zynga, and this happened to me during the last marketplace promotion, but I didn't think much of it. I just thought it was a fluke. Mm-hmm. But I went and I purchased my game card, went to PayPal, verified it, clicked enter, and it said there was a problem, or the request didn't go through or whatever. There was a problem. So I was like, oh, so I try again. And I still got that error message. Then I tried again. So I got it three times and I said, screw it. I'll just go buy them from the marketplace, which isn't a better deal, but I didn't care at the time because I needed them for something. So then later that night, I was looking at my email and I was like, what? And I had purchased like four or five game cards and marketplace. And I was like, oh man, I don't even have that much in my PayPal account. So I called billing and explained what happened. And then I said, I want some of these refunded. I only meant to buy one $25 gift card. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we can't refund them. It's against our policy when they're purchased. And I'm like, well, why did you tell me there was an error?
Yeah.
And so, you know, after talking back and forth, I decided that they had offered me some additional reward points for my inconvenience. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I'm sure I'll use them. And so with this last marketplace promotion, the same thing happened. Only I was smarter this time. I didn't keep trying. And I went to my email right away. And sure enough, they said there was a problem, but my billing got billed and I got the game card without any problems. And then so I made a blog post about it. And then a lot of people commented that the same thing happened to them. So I don't know if this is something on PayPal's end, but Zynga's name is on it. And the page that tells you there was a processing error is the Zynga page.
So it's, interesting.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're not doing it intentionally, but it kind of makes you think that.
Yeah, well, they scored all that money off of you.
Yeah, I want that back. But I already spent the reward points.
Of course you did.
But I wasn't planning on that. Like, and, you know, it's like if...
Yeah, if it's telling you there's an error and it wasn't showing up there as you weren't seeing it physically there.
It said there was a processing issue. If it persists, contact customer support. And most people wouldn't think to go check. They would see there was an error and say, oh, there was an error. And, you know, usually when something doesn't work, you try it again.
You just keep doing it. Yeah.
And I'm like, thankfully, I didn't try like 100 times.
Yeah, there's times I've posted on people's pages and I keep hitting share and then I look back and it's there like 6 times.
Yeah.
Like, oops.
So they really should look into that. And it's not just me. It's happening to other people. And I think it could hurt somebody if they end up spending more money than they were willing to.
Yeah, because you could bounce checks and all kinds of service fees, and that can cost somebody some money.
It could.
Yeah.
And people that have families to support, you know, there's so
many. And don't want to get busted.
I know.
Spending money on mafia wars. Because I'd be mad, honestly.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll look into that. I wasn't too pleased. And then I was happy to get the additional reward points for my inconvenience, but they also gave me 3 loot items, and I just kind of chuckled because the loot items didn't help my score. But it's the thought that counts.
What else? Anything else?
There's a charity item.
I saw that, yeah.
The emergency physician, and it's for... It's called Build Back Better, and it supports natural disasters and helping the communities globally build themselves back up.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And it costs $3 or $6 for $15.
Yeah, real cash.
Yes.
Gotta pay with real cash. No more reward points.
And Facebook does kick into the contribution too, so they don't pull the 30% out. That goes to the charity as well.
How generous.
Yeah, because they're already getting the donation from the VIP.
I know. God. A whole 30%, huh? Wow.
And then we got more collectible stat cards.
That just amazes me that they're still coming out with more of those.
Well, you know what's funny? The day they released this new set, which is the 7th set, they put all the stat cards on sale for 40% off. And So that's quite a chunk considering you're going to have to spend like 1,000 reward points. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, why would anyone buy the new set right now if they just saw them for 40% off? Wouldn't you just wait?
You'd think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't buy those anymore either. They're a ripoff. Now, if they would make it 50 to 60% off, I think you could justify the skill points that you get with the cards being worth it. And then I probably would buy them. I kind of want them. But when you look at it from a strategic standpoint, I would do much better buying 1,000 reward points worth of health just for Pistol Pete, and I would show him all my warthogs.
Yep.
So, and I think they could do a lot with their marketplace, but they don't think through their deals. They overcharge for things.
Mm-hmm. I could use a revamp for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they'd probably make more money and we'd be happier. And then speaking of wasting money, the Lucky Stash slot machine, the jackpot's in hitting range. Like, it's really close.
Really?
Yeah. But don't let that entice you to play. I did a little bit and then I was getting so mad. I was not getting anything. Every single spin had a girl. And I said, I should make a blog post and show 20 of my spins. And I promised myself, even if I get some winners, I'll post them. And then I can calculate, was it worth it? And I only won 2 spins out of the whole 20 that I took screenshots of. And they were the 3 girls, which just gives you what you put into it back.
Uh-huh.
So I spent 54 reward points to get a loot item. And then that loot item doesn't even help my score. I felt ripped off and violated. And
you were.
I think I was. And I think Zynga's taking advantage of the fact that the jackpot is close. So they're making it so it's not paying out anything. So people keep wasting their money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very upset about that. And I know it's nobody's fault but mine because I spun the thing. Like they say in Vegas, you're the one that put the money in the machine. You can't be mad at it. But it's just frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
And now I hardly have any reward points left. And I'm mad at myself.
Well, lucky you got the extra 50 this morning.
Oh, those are gone. I was doing it at that time.
That was your slot money.
I was so mad. I kept losing. I'm like, I want to win them back. And then I didn't even care about
it. You just gave them back to Zynga here.
I know.
Gave me these.
I thought about going to customer support too and complaining that the Lucky Stash machine ripped me off. I kind of would like to see how they reply to that, but I'm not. I think it's mean to go to them with non-issue problems because they work hard and they take care of a lot of people. But I was tempted.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've been to customer support.
You are an awesome player.
Well, either.
Yeah, I tend to tolerate too much, apparently.
I'm like that, too. I'm like, eh.
I'm like, oh, that's irritating. I'm going to go to bed. Now, when something really irritates me, I do. But, you know, it's been a while. I think everything's just irritated me.
Lots of irritants.
Mm-hmm.
But we still play the game, so we still like it. And
here we are.
Even if we're negative about it, in the end, it's our game that we play.
Word.
And Team Spotco makes better.
Make it better.
Very nice. Y'all got anything else tonight?
Nah, I got a shout out for Brian Bain.
Brian Bain.
Brian Bain. He's the kind of the inspiration for cleaning up the profile page. So.
Very nice, yeah.
So shout out to him.
Sweet. It'd be fun to have him on sometime.
We could do that.
To put an offer out to him.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Ben Pixley, who's been playing the game, I don't know, pretty much the whole time I have been at Facebook. And he wrote a really kind of funny little retirement post today, but he always wanted to be 20,000 combined on attack and defense and finally got it today and removed the game. So he met his goal. Yeah, he got to... you know, like 10 attack, 10 defense, and retired.
Aww.
Officially removed it and everything. So congratulations to him. That's kind of cool. He met his goal and moved on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, most people make new goals when they get there.
He's been in a mafia that's been called retired for the last year or so. So he's been done with the game for over a year, but played here and there. You know, so it was just a goal that he's been meeting on the side, I guess. Mm. So it took him a long time. So kind of cool. A good friend, though. So
yeah, that's cool.
Shout out to him. What you got, Jen?
A shout out to the asses because we got to level 11 on family progression.
Big ass shout out.
So that was cool. It was fun. We kept counting how many more clicks were needed because we used the family experience Spocklet. And then we were so excited to see how much we would need to get to level 12. And then all of a sudden, nobody's worked. And apparently, Zynga never put that data in the back code. So Ike had to update the script in order for us to find out. And then it's estimated it will take a perfect family, which is 101 members who collect every day. It would take 175 days to get from level 11 to 12.
Oh, wow.
So it'll probably take us a couple hundred at least. But everyone works hard. And to the people that were in our family before and left, that all has contributed.
Mm-hmm.
And then to Morton, who made it to the first place global spot with his ass badge.
Very nice.
So now we're getting attacked again, like with the ice seasons.
You're forever targets.
I know.
That should be your tag, just an ass with a target on it. Yeah, I know. Y'all are fun, though. You're good sports about it all. You definitely are. So, anything else?
Nope.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world.